Interested in sticks instead? In sticks instead of me? Do you really want the matches now? Or only what attaches them? Tear it off and strike it then. But blow it out. Oh, blow it out. Oh, you're gonna burn your hand. You'll burn your hand. Interested in wicks instead. Instead, be wicked to me. Go ahead and get your kicks. Light the matchstick. Do it quick. You're so used to it, makes me sick. Blow it out. Yeah, blow it out. Before you burn your arm. Thank you.
I know there's a lot of talk going around today about cigarette smoking whittling your life away. I've seen it and I've heard it so many times that finally it just started to prey on the mind. I guess it scared me a little bit. That's why I decided I was gonna quit. So while I was sitting here forming my battle plan, I took another puff and turned on the fan. I just sat down in my easy chair and thought of all the money I'd wasted on cigarettes all these years. I thought how I'd spend the rest of my days after I kicked this habit my body craved. Said to myself, this ain't gonna be so tough. With that little bit of assurance, I took another puff. I took a puff, a puff. Then I ripped off another puff. I decided I about had enough. That breaking this habit won't be too tough. Now I'll give a lot of thought to this thing. If I didn't smoke cigarettes, I'd feel just like a king. Besides, with the price going up every day, I knew I was just throwing all my good money away. You know, I ain't lit one an hour or so. Just wanted to make sure I could quit, you know. I was thinking maybe I ought to write all this down, put it in a song, kind of circulate it around. Can't ever tell, might make a hit. That'd have to call it a little bit. Can you imagine me, the hit songwriter? Where did I put that cigarette lighter? After all, it's a habit and a habit you can break. Just a little bit of willpower, son, that's all it takes. Said to myself, you've got to be tough. And with that little bit of wisdom, I took another puff. I took a puff, and then a puff. And I finally ripped off another puff, and I decided, boy, this ain't gonna be tough. Besides, I just about had enough. I'm about ready to quit this rotten habit anyway. Oh, I think they ought to take it off television. It looks too good. Oh. I like them skinny ones with the filter. Oh, give it to me, give it to me. Cigarette. I say, if I quit smoking, what'll I do? Maybe I'll eat. Maybe I'll eat cigarettes. Oh, I love it, 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 I love it. Chester B. don't smoke. He smokes logs. Makes you laugh funny, too. Oh, my throat's scratching. Oh. I wish I could think of something bad to say about cigarettes. Boo on cigarettes. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You quit smoking, that'd leave more for me. I love it, I love it. No, I don't love cigarettes. You know, don't misunderstand me. I hate cigarettes. Makes you cough. And when you don't smoke, it makes you shake. I don't know what's worse, to shake or to cough. I think it'll make me a cough shake. Oh! Son, did you ever smoke? Oh, I remember one time I quit smoking. I quit for 3 months. My wife left me. So did my children. She took my house and left. It was a mobile home.
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Greetings, Rocky, my boy. Pack of Winstons, please.
Oh, you like them Winston cigarettes, huh, Mr. Flintstone?
But of course, they really got something.
You bet your life. Folks who really enjoy smoking know it's what's up front that counts. And that's where Winston steps out ahead of the crowd with their exclusive filter blend. Choice golden tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smokers.
Hold it, hold it!
And what you mean?
What are you pitching Winstons at me for? You know I never smoke nothing else.
Just practicing, Mr. Flintstone. Everybody knows that.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Yeah.
See you soon, Rocky.
The Flintstones has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
I used to be a cigarette fiend and was never without a packet, till I bought a suit with three pairs of pants and burned a hole in the jacket. What a horrid circumstance! I almost tore my hair out. Picture me trying to wear out three pairs of green pants. But my smoking problem wasn't ending here. To my sorry tale, won't you bend an ear? I once knew a girl, a pretty little girl, this girl I used to date. We'd go dining, then go whining, and come home quite late. We'd kick off her shoe, she'd loosen my tie, there really is no doubt. She had her own apartment, that's why I took her out. We'd have a little drink, and we'd have a little hug, and maybe a kiss or two. And just when I was going strong, here's what she'd always do. Just when I was beginning to feel it looked like a pretty sure bet, the only thing she'd whip out was a cigarette. A girl like this should be punished, so here is what I did. I prepared a special cigarette with a 3-inch filter carefully hid. She huffed and puffed to get a little smoke, her face distorted with pain. And just as I had planned, she died with a rupture from the strain. I didn't shed tears at her funeral at all. Instead, I had a few yaks when she was laid to rest in a flip top box.
I live in darkness, never knowing day from night. I was never needed, no one ever held me tight. Then one day it happened, she chose me from all the rest. I stood very straight and tall, she knew I was the best.
The way she set me afire, my fever's getting higher. The way she set me afire, I know I'll never be the same again.
Her nearness made me tingle, and I started living fast. I knew there had been others, but I hoped that this would last. Her lips were soft and sweet, with a certain tenderness. She made me feel wanted with her warm and soft caress.
The way she set me afire, my fever's getting higher. Oh yes, she set me afire, I know I'll never be the same again.
After she had taken me for all that she could get, she made me very sorry that we had ever met. I know that she just used me for pleasures of her own. She left me crushed and broken and smoldering all alone.
The way she set me afire, my fever's getting higher. Oh yes, she set me afire, I know I'll never be the same again.
Now you know my story, how I was treated wrong, especially when my life was only 5 minutes long. You know it shouldn't happen, but you have no regrets. You think I have no feelings, 'cause I'm just a cigarette.
Oh, listen to me, lady, listen to me, bud. If you wanna be mouth happy, then you wanna smoke spud. Spud cigarettes are cooler than cool. Smoke spud cigarettes, that's the mouth happy rule.
Spud cigarettes make you mouth happy. Here's why. In Spud cigarettes, you enjoy choice, mild, mellow tobaccos, and blended so skillfully with fresh minted menthol that the full, rich tobacco taste still comes through. Yes, Spud cigarettes are so skillfully mentholated that Spuds are actually cooler than cool. So, friends, don't stop smoking. Switch to Spuds and be mouth happy. Here, try them. That's right, Spud cigarettes are actually cooler than cool. Even when you have a cold, an ordinary cigarette tastes like hay. Get Spud today, tipped or plain ends. cost no more than ordinary cigarettes.
Spud cigarettes are cooler than cool. Smoke Spud cigarettes, that's the mouth happy rule.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Come over here, sweet baby, 'cause I'm all alone. Haven't got nobody just to carry my smoking on. Won't you just draw my cigarette? Smoke it there all night long. Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come. I got to go up the country just to get my cigarette boil. The women around this place gonna let my cigarette spoil. Won't you just smoke my cigarette? Draw it there all night long. Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come. Thank you. come over here, sweet baby, just to get my ashes hauled. Lord, the women at the other place gonna let my ashes fall. Won't you just draw my cigarette, smoke it there all night long. Just draw my cigarette, baby, and tell you make my good ashes come. Here's one thing I want you to know before you leave from home. My cigarette ain't too big, and you know it ain't too long. Won't you just draw my cigarette, smoke it there all night long. Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come.
Watch out for
cigarette hangover. That stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth. Cigarette hangover. That tight, dry, uncomfortable feeling in your throat. Cigarette hangover. That's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to switch to Philip Morris. Remember, over 2 million more smokers have switched to Philip Morris. Yes, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions who have discovered in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a cleaner, fresher smoke than they've ever known before. Over 2 million more smokers have switched to Philip Morris. Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, proved definitely milder than any other leading brand. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. Above all, remember this. You'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
But would you save me that old butt? Well, when it's finished choking, because I need to smoke it. That's right, I'm a fool about a cigarette. Well, it's the worst old habit I've ever had. Mister, I sure need me a cigarette bag. But I'm broken, I ain't got a penny, and that's why I can't get any. I said, yes, sir, I'm a fool about a cigarette. Well, I puff and puff and puff and puff, but still, I can't seem to get enough. Because like a car needs gasoline, I've got to have my nicotine. I said, yes, sir, I'm a fool about a cigarette. careful not to get it wet. Because when they're wet and broken, it's so hard to smoke them. And that's right, I'm a fool about a cigarette. You know, mister, I hate to bother you, but would you remember when you are through? Don't you step on it and bruise it, because I mean to use it. That's right, I'm a fool about a cigarette. I said, yes, sir, I'm a fool about a cigarette.
Sorry, I was getting into this music here. Sorry. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'd like to welcome you to yet another edition of the Bit Slap. When will it end? I'm your host, KBC, and today we bring you a program dedicated to smoking. I'm not a smoker. And we are not advocating that you start smoking. Matter of fact, if you are smoking, we advocate that you quit. And we will play you some songs to help you in that direction. It's going to come from yourself. You're going to have to decide to do it yourself. I can't help you do that. We started with the Beacon Street Union, May I Light Your Cigarette. Jerry Reed, Another Puff. The Cigarette Girl was Bob Peck. Johnny Bond, The 5-Minute Love Affair. Tex Williams, Smoke, 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 That Cigarette. Bo Carter, The Cigarette Blues, and Tom Ball and Kenny Sultan, Fool About a Cigarette. And you'll also be hearing today some of those annoying commercials that we used to hear and see on the TV all the time. If you're of a certain age, you would remember cigarette ads on TV and how they were just a little less annoying than the car commercials. The reason I bring you this show today, of all days, is because on April 15th, 1977, 35 years ago today, I smoked my last cigarette and quit once and for all. I had tried it many, many times, like most of you who have tried. You try it a lot. If it clicks and you quit, fine. Usually it doesn't, and you just have to try again. As for me, I kind of cheated. I'll tell you how I did it. I got really sick. I had like the flu or some sort of nasty cold or something like that. I couldn't even breathe for a week, much less smoke a cigarette. So I quit smoking cigarettes for a week. And then after a week, I said, hey, you know what? Something's going on here. I wonder how long we can keep this going. Well, 35 years later, I still have never touched a cigarette again. And I'm kind of glad, because I probably wouldn't be here now if I did. But that's another story for another time and another show. So we will just go ahead. We have a bunch of songs. We are, like I said, we're not condoning smoking. Most of these songs are pretty anti-smoke. The ones that seem to be pro-smoking are kind of more on the tolerance side. But we'll be dealing with that all day. So, with that in mind, smoke them if you got them, and I'll be back soon.
There you are, hanging at the bar. You feel like a fool. If you're not sucking on a Cool, almost everybody does it, so pretend like you love it. Why not increase the fun? Blow your brains out with a gun. You can make a case that you like the taste, but just keep that smoke out of my face. You can thank Columbus for bringing that fungus that makes you so hip when it's hanging from your lip. Most will never stop until the day they drop. It must be great sealing your own fate. So go ahead and joke as you suck your smoke, but I'm gonna start laughing the day that you choke. I don't mean to gripe, and I try to be polite, but I don't think it's fair that you mess up my air. You can make a case that you like the taste, but just keep that smoke out of my face.
They'll turn your teeth yellow and make your tongue brown. They'll make your mouth smell like an old scrapyard hound. I said, cigarettes, cigarettes, they're the most irritating things. So if you wanna be annoying, just keep right on enjoying those old sticky cigarettes. By the throat and then they choke you to death. There's no law against them for murder or maim, but you might as well aim a 45 at your brain. I said, cigarettes, cigarettes, why can't we all agree? You get the coupon freebies along with smokers from those rotten cigarettes. When you're smoking, you're faded and gray, with smoke rings under your eyes, wrinkled skin and yellow fingers that makeup will not hide. Cigarettes, cigarettes, you look like an old horror show mess. Nicotine comes and dries your skin out and leaves it smelling like a bag of old sauerkraut. I said, cigarettes, cigarettes, they're the most destructful fiends. I bet you never seen a thing so small, I mean, than those stinking cigarettes. I bet you never seen a thing so small, I mean, than those.
Are you say, has this been happening to your Christmas list? Every year it seems to stretch, gets longer and longer. It means your list of friends is growing, too. What will you give them? Camels, of course. Camel makes the smokers on your list so easy to shop for. You're giving them the taste that has kept Camel, by far, America's largest-selling, best-liked regular cigarette. So give them 10 Camel packs in one bright red and gold carton. No wrapping needed. There's even a greeting card right here on the side. You just sign, present, and watch for the smiles. Camel gives you easygoing taste and choice quality tobaccos. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. Remember, this Christmas, make it Camel time.
He took one last puff, then said, "I've had enough. Santa doesn't smoke anymore." He threw away his pipe and tobacco. Now he can laugh longer and feel so much stronger. He did it cold turkey, didn't go wacko. Santa doesn't smoke anymore. He must have read the Surgeon General's warning. The elves started dancing, the reindeer started prancing, and Mrs. Claus said, "You'll be fine by morning." No joking, Santa Claus quit smoking. Now the only wreath he sees is made of Christmas trees. No joking, Santa Claus quit smoking. And there's a sign on his sleigh: no smoking all the way.
No smoking all the way.
Santa doesn't smoke anymore. The children of the world now are learning that though the night air's freezing, dear Santa won't be wheezing. A healthy man is he with no pipe burning. Yes, Santa said no way, and he did it on Christmas Day.
Oh, cartons of Camels are sure to please. Besides, they look so handsome under Christmas trees. So easy to give, so good to get. Give Camels, the nation's favorite cigarette. Ho, ho, ho! It's gift-packed, ready to give, with a space for your greeting.
Sydney, rush down to the corner and get me a packet of king-sized.
Filter?
No, menthol. I want to feel like a fresh mountain stream. Tobacco, tobacco, I hate you, I do. Like Venus I'd look if it wasn't for you. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. It wasn't the whiskey, it wasn't the wine that made such a wreck of this body of mine. I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. Under my eyes are a couple of bags. I blame it all onto a packet of fags. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. My teeth are all yellow and so is my tongue. I breathe through a kipper, I call it a lung. But I'll give up the habit, I will even yet, when I've had just one more cigarette. Nail in my coffin, so pale and so thin. I am a fool to keep knocking you in. You think you can kill me, how much do you bet, when I've had just one more cigarette? I'll fling the packet away, away, 50 times in a week, I say. Fling the packet away, away, when I've had just one more cigarette.
don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. It's a $9 billion capitalist joke. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Smoking makes you cough, you can't sing straight, you gargle on saliva and you vomit on your plate. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You smoke in bed, you smoke on the hill, you smoke till you're dead, you smoke in hell. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You puff your fag, you suck your butt, you choke and gag, teeth full of crud. Don't smoke, 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 don't. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You pay your half bucks to death with back. Trust your bad luck and smoke in the sack. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Nicotine, no, smoke, don't. To 75 million in greens, what Madison Avenue gets to advertise nicotine and hook to radical breath. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't. Hoax. Black magic pushes dope. Sexy chicks in cars. America loses hope and smokes and drinks in bars. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Joke. $9 billion a year. A southern industry by Senator Joe Fear, who runs the CIA. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, look, and dagger, look, smoke. $9 billion for dope, approved by Time and Life, America's law code, the president smokes his wife. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, dope. You will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag nor ever more a drag. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. Hope, don't smoke, don't smoke, oh please, don't smoke, don't smoke, oh please, oh please, oh please, I'm calling on my knees. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. 24 hours in bed and give your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin on cigarette filth. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck cock, suck cock, suck click, suck click. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke nicotine. It's too obscene, don't smoke nicotine. Suck cock, suck click, suck click, suck cock, suck click, suck it. But don't smoke shit, don't. Make believe you're sick. Stay in bed and lick your cigarette habit greed. One day's all you need, indeed, indeed, indeed. Smoke weed, but don't smoke, smoke. Hope. Nicotine, don't smoke, don't smoke.
All right, what are we going to hear next?
Gee.
Just beyond Virginia's southern border, this is called Cigarette State. It's a land that I'm happy to call mine. And I was raised in a house of brick and mortar in the red clay hills of Central Carolina. Now the corn crop there is hardly worth a mention, and the cattle farms are fine but not the best. It's this little leaf we borrowed from the engines that keeps our state and not just for the rest. Now the Georgia peach is fair, Kentucky beyond compare, and Alabama's grand, the state not the band. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state. Now the folks in our hometown sure have the habit. They'd smoke the best homegrown the whole year round. They knew what a good time was and how to have it, because that was a cigarette town. Our neighbor Frank was no hybrid man of letters, that's you, Frank, but he made an honest living off the land. And he put away 3 packs a day better, because he was a cigarette man. Now the Georgia peach is fair, Kentucky beyond compare, and Alabama's grand, the state not the man. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state. Robbie! Thank you.
stronger than life and told her so. And she took between her fingers, nice and natural, and sucked it till I felt her like a pro. So I gave her a ring and from her paw I swiped her. She gave me a boy I'm happy to call mine. Jane smoked schools and not yet out of diapers in a red brick house in Central Carolina. Now the Georgia beach is fair, Kentucky beyond compare, and Alabama's grand, the state, not the band. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state, and North Carolina is a cigarette state.
All right, everybody dance. Today's bed music comes to us from Bill Whalen and the dancing folks. You know who they are. All right, we started that set with Wally Pleasant and Smoking Cigarettes from Nosmo King. Put those two words together and you'll get a message. Nosmo King, think about it. You'll see it in writing. Nicotine from the Vikings. Larry Nestor, Santa Doesn't Smoke Anymore. Sheila Hancock, My Last Cigarette. Allen Ginsberg, that's right, that Allen Ginsberg, Put Down Your Cigarette. And Robbie Fulks, Cigarette State. So I'll tell you another thing that I did when it came to quitting smoking. And you could take this as kind of friendly advice. Whenever I had an urge for one of those things, I would find something else to do. Anything. Build something, create something, just go for a walk, something where you would take your mind off the urge to smoke. That worked very well. The other thing is that you don't want to tell anybody that you're quitting because A, it puts your mind back on it, puts the pressure on you, and B, if you don't quit and you fail, your friends will never let you hear the end of it. My mom smoked for a long time. She smoked Kent's, actually, and I used to steal them from her all the time. Years later, when it came time for both of us to quit, we did it within about a week of each other, but it was about a year or so before we talked about it. And we both made it permanent. Of course, she's gone. I'm still here, but I still don't smoke. And neither does she, as a matter of fact. So, okay. More stuff coming up. Enjoy.
The best cigarette. There are many that I miss, having sent my last one out a car window, sparking along the road one night years ago. The heralded ones, of course, after sex, the two glowing tips now the lights of a single ship, at the end of a long dinner with more wine to come and a smoke ring coasting into the chandelier, or on a white beach, holding one with fingers still wet from a swim. How bittersweet these punctuations of flame and gesture, but the best were on those mornings when I would have a little something going in the typewriter, the sun bright in the windows, maybe some Berlioz on in the background. I would go into the kitchen for coffee, and on the way back to the page, curled in its roller, I would light one up and feel its dry rush mix with the taste of dark coffee. Then I would be my own locomotive, trailing behind me as I returned to work, little puffs of smoke, indicators of progress, signs of industry and thought, the signal that told the 19th century it was moving forward. That was the best cigarette, when I would steam into the study, full of vaporous hope, and stand there, the big headlamp of my face pointed down at all the words in parallel lines.
Now back when TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me.
Since then the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes turning to blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Now, the fellow who wrote that caution sign on this here cigarette pack of mine meant well, and he's a good old boy, I'll bet. But he had him a job to do, and I'll bet you a quarter when he got through, he laid his pencil down and lit up a cigarette. I see no harm in innocent fun, and I'm the sort of a son of a gun who just can't spend my time with frights and fears. I ain't gonna let it bother my mind if I cash the chips in ahead of time, cause only Methuselah lived 1,000 years. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Why, cigarette smoking's a part of life. For instance, when you try to explain to your wife why you didn't get home till 4 o'clock last night, and she's demanding to know just why, you can think up a pretty good little white lie while fumbling for a cigarette and hunting the light. This life ain't nothing but a poker game where no two hands are quite the same, and I never saw a winner afraid to bet. So if you figure you want to quit, I wouldn't criticize you one bit, but right now I think I'll have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette.
To a Frenchman, it's the Eiffel Tower. To a Dutchman, it's a pretty flower. To an Indian, it's a monument. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent.
The taste of Kent.
The taste of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco. To the Irish, it's a leprechaun. To a Grecian, it's the Parthenon. To a Scotsman, it's his regiment. To a smoker, it's a Kent.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
Friends, have you ever smoked a Pootwaddle cigarette? Pootwaddles contain less nicotine than all the other leading brands. That's because they contain less tobacco than all the other leading brands. In recent unbiased laboratory tests by eminent throat specialists, it was found that Pootwaddles smoke more doctors than any other cigarette. Try the Pootwaddle 30-day test. Smoke Pootwaddles for 30 days, and before you know it, a month will have passed. At tobacco auctions, some manufacturers buy the lighter, the finer, the naturally milder leaves. Other manufacturers buy only the choicest tobacco. Pootwaddle is the only manufacturer that buys what's left on the warehouse floor. Mr. P.L. of New York used to cough like this. After smoking only one Pootwaddle, he stopped coughing. Shall we observe a moment of silence for Mr. P.L.? Get a pack of Pootwaddles today. Open the pack. Take off the cellophane. Throw away the pack. Light the cellophane. You can't ask for a better smoke. And remember Pootwaddle's famous jingle. Am I in voice? Light a Pootwaddle in your pocket. Watch it burn a hole in your coat. If it burns the cloth and lining, imagine what it would do to your throat. Oh.
Granddaddy's hat was too big for his head. It was cause for drinking Bill's smoky beer. Cross-eyed flies followed him round wherever he went and rested in the whiskers of his ears. But he spit tobacco juice, honky-plunk, plinkety-plunk. scattered it round on the ground. But he swore nevermore how the plug he would chew when the old tobacco mill burned down. Now Grandpappy's feet were too big for his shoes. They were all run down at the heels. The calves of his legs went wandering down the streets and were gobbled up for Bowden House bills. But he spit tobacco juice, honkety-plonk, clingety-plonk, scattered it round on the ground. But he swore nevermore how the plug he would chew when the old tobacco mill burned down. Now Grandpappy's face looked like a stubble field or a street in a city newly paved. Six oxen, two horses, and a mowing machine were used last time Grandpappy got a shave. But he spit tobacco juice, honkety-plonk, flingety-plonk, scattered it round on the ground. He swore nevermore how the plug he would chew when the old tobacco mill burned down. Now old Uncle Ben had an old Shanghai hen, said lay an egg, boy, she was a gunner. Yeah, she laid 40 eggs on the 4th of July, and then she laid off for the summer. But he spit tobacco juice, honky plump, fingity plump.
Say, Ma, where's the sawdust? Oh, there it is.
Scattered it round on the ground, but he swore nevermore how the plug he would chew when the old tobacco mill burned down.
I like to smoke my old corn pipe, but I've chewed tobacco nearly all my life. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. I even like to smoke cigarettes sometimes, but when it comes to dipping, I'll draw the line. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to be red in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you never had a chew in your life before, why don't you try? You sure want more. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Just get a big plug and bite off the end and let it run down and off your chin. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to be red in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Smoke cigarettes while the sun goes down, but I'll chew tobacco and spit on the ground. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Now all day long you can smoke your pipe, and I'll chew tobacco and spit all night. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to be red in the custom door. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag.
Great game, wasn't it, Joe? Nothing like a cold shower to freshen you up.
Sure there is, Harry. Try one of these new cigarettes.
Hey, that is fresh and clean. What is this cigarette?
It's the new Spud.
What's that?
Spud! The new filter Spud.
Are you kidding? I used to smoke spuds years ago. Sure never tasted anything like this.
Yeah, but this is a new spud. Completely new cigarette. Got a terrific new taste. Just a touch of menthol.
Get a load of this filter.
Hey, I can actually taste the tobacco through the new spud filter.
Let me see that new spud package again.
Here you go.
Just what I thought. That's the new flip-top box. What a cigarette. Fresh, clean taste. Good filter. Crush-proof box. New filter spud. Terrific.
Never mind, my sister, while I get you my friend. A fire on one end and a fool on the other.
Somebody get rid of that bomb.
Hey! Oh, yeah, tell the day I die, you hear? Tell the day I die.
Somebody throw that bomb out of here.
Hey! Listen here! I want to hear till the day I die. Believe!
Now listen, stranger. I'm very sorry, but we don't play that type of music around here. You'll have to take your business to Delta.
Sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah, I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back.
Well, we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay.
How's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Now, I heard tell about a guy who smokes so doggone much he up and croaked, and now he's resting 6 feet underground. He'd stop a red-hot poker game, a petting party with a beautiful dame to light a cigarette to calm him down. I used to be just like that guy. I had to have a smoke or die. For nicotine, I'd even hock my boots. But then I stopped, I'd had enough. I vowed I'd taken my last puff. I'd found a brand new brand that really suits.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. Ask any man who's made the test, which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply, with men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2-1.
Quite a connoisseur. I knew tobacco, that's for sure. I'd tried most every kind of nicotine. I've smoked a pipe, a cigar too, some tailor-mades, and rolled a few. And as a kid, I smoked the coffee bean. But then I met a man one day. His face was old, his hair was gray, and up on his frame, his clothes so loosely hung. He listened to me brag a while about cigarettes. Then with a smile, he said, "My boy, get wise while you're still young."
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. Ask any man who's made the test, which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply, with men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2-1.
Sitting in a bar one night, I asked a lady for a light. My cigarette had gone and lost its flame. She looked at me from head to toe, said, "I don't smoke, but goodness knows, I just love to play those parlor games." I said, "No thanks, I'd rather smoke." And then and there, I thought she'd choke, but then she started smiling with delight. I moved to leave, she said, "Sit still," and as she moved in for the kill, said, "Son, I've got good news for you tonight.
With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. Ask any man who's made the test, which product gets the gun.
And if this fellow's a manly guy, you can bet your shirt that he'll reply, with men who know tobacco best,
it's women 2-1.
It's women 2-1.
Oh, you can go ahead and dance. I'm just going to talk. You can dance all you want. Far be it for me to care. We started that set with Billy Collins, who's a poet, by the way, and a poem called Best Cigarette. Tex Williams, Smoke, 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 1968 version. Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Pootwaddle Cigarettes. The Old Tobacco Mill Burndown was the High Flyers. Zeb Turner, Chew Tobacco Rag. Cigarettes and Whiskey, you gotta spell that right, W-H-U-S-K-Y, Whiskey, and Wild Wild Women, that was the Big Three Trio. You've heard that by Red Engel and the Natural Seven. And Tex Williams again, with Men Who Know Tobacco Best, it's women, 2-1. So that brings us up to another smashing ending. Got a couple of mystery tunes for you to prepare you for next week. Next week, we will be celebrating 420, and you know what that means. So we have a couple of smoking songs that'll whet your appetite for that coming up in a second. One of which is done by my good friend and neighbor, Dr. Dave, who tells me he never smoked. So let that be a lesson to you, kids. Stay in school and don't smoke, okay? So in the meantime, I just want to remind you that, you can see a lot of videos of cigarette commercials. On the video section of the playlist, you'll find a lot of those on the playlist and archive section through the FME website. And also, B, when it comes to quitting smoking, it's all in your head. You can do this if you really, really want to. That was my whole thing. I really, really wanted to quit, and I did. All the times before that, I didn't really care. It was like, all right, maybe I'll quit smoking. One thing that helped me along the way was back then, cigarettes were up to $1 a pack. And I said, fuck this. I ain't paying $1 a pack just to burn them up and put them up into smoke. Screw that noise. So that added extra incentives. Now with cigarettes approaching $10 a pack, you can draw your own conclusions. So enjoy the week. I'll see you next week. 420's coming up. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. One day I met a man who came to me and said, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Thank you. He's a stoner in disguise. I see it in his eyes. He just wanna smoke all day. I can hop up and down, see chicks on the ground. Watch he's in clouds, fight out all night. I run in my car, play cool in a bar. I play my guitar, cause they don't care who I are. I smoke all day. Hey! Smoke all night. Hey. Smoke all day. Smoke all night.